Hello, everyone, and welcome to GCast. It's the official podcast of DrGman.com. I like how we have no jingle at the beginning. It's just my ugly voice. Ivan, you get to make a jingle for this.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
You're not allowed to use instruments. Just
oh.
Use your,
yeah. All right, I can do that, Doc. I can do that shit.
Yeah. All right, so basically, just to explain a little, DrGman.com, it's a opinion gaming blog. We do reviews, previews, news, opinion, and we do it for console games, PC games.
Really? PC?
Yeah, iPod games.
Just about anything.
Well,
it's always a good sign when your editors are asking, oh, really?
That's what... Wow, that's news to me.
Man, we're intense. I didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're like legit.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
We play all of it. We do. And so, yeah.
At least
just,
some of it.
Yeah. Accompanying the site, we're doing this podcast, and we're going to just, in the podcast, we'll be talking about games and game events. On the blog, it will be somewhat the same, but it'll just be kind of separate articles, obviously, from all of us, just with opinions and reviews. My name is David Gallanter. I'm the editor-in-chief of DrGman.com, and I have two people here with me. Landon Dastrub, he's an executive editor, and Ivan Burnaby, and he's another executive editor, and it's just the three of us. And just a little history, basically, three of us all work together at a an awesome gaming store.
That's closed now.
Yeah, that's how good it was. anyway, we just talked about games pretty much the whole time.
No wonder why we went out of business.
Yeah, no, exactly. All the customers complain that, you know, we all just ignored them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're all just kind of stuck in this retail rut of just working shitty $10 an hour jobs.
$10 an hour? I wish I had that.
Oh,
God damn.
So, basically, I got the idea that we should do a gaming website and so that we could actually work on something that we want to work on instead
and
of...
still make no money.
And still make $0. We didn't want to give up that part of retail. We enjoyed that, making nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we all work shitty jobs right now. We're literally just doing all this work out of the pure goodness of all of our black hearts, especially Ivan's.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the site got its name is where we all worked, there was already another David, so they wanted to think of nicknames. I suggested Dr. G because DRG is my initials, David Richard Gallanter, and so then they all called me G or Dr. G, and also the last part of it, G, the reason why it's Dr. G-Man is because G-Man is a reference to Half-Life. Yeah, and the look of the site is it's black and orange, so that's kind of off of Half-Life as well. Or Half-Life as well. Yeah, and I fund the site, but it's a team effort. It's all three of us doing it. So this is the first podcast episode, and what we'll be talking about is E3 2011. It happened a little while ago, but we're just going to kind of dive into each one of the companies on this first episode. We're just going to be doing Microsoft and going through and talking about them, and then we'll go in order of when they all performed. So it was Microsoft, Nintendo, and then Sony, and then the third parties. So we'll have four episodes, one for each. So in terms of the Microsoft one, they started off by doing Call of Duty. I thought it was an interesting design choice to start with a controller disconnect, which which was cute. I thought Robert Bowling just...
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hey, something happens at every Microsoft briefing that where they screw up, so at least they got out of the way early.
Yeah, exactly. In the first 5 minutes, they did it on purpose. Yeah. But I mean,
fuck things now.
Yeah. I find it funny that Robert Bowling is still at Infinity Ward. Like, I guess he wasn't loved enough by his former coworkers to go over to Respawn. He's still stuck there, I guess.
Maybe he just really liked money. Who knows?
It's true. Activision probably can provide that for him. But,
and Call of Duty sure does.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, like, in terms of how it looked, you know, I mean, it still looked cool, but a lot of it just looked
same.
Kind of... Yeah, it was just kind of repeated. They had the breaching sequence, you know, that was the same. That was invented by an Infinity Ward Call of Duty, and this is just sort of copying it.
I like fun. That jingle.
Yeah, he said, we should make that the jingle.
And you're, like, complaining about me?
Yeah, well, you know, you do make a lot of noise.
Suck it.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, yeah, the breaching is the same. The raft sequence is the same. It's kind of, you kind of wonder after a while that if they realize that adding 10 or 15 more explosions per second won't make it cooler, that it's kind of the quieter moments, you know, and the dynamic between that that's cool. Everything that they seem to show is just kind of, I don't know, I wasn't too excited about.
Well, this is something I just thought of, like, Infinity War did Call of Duty, what, 1 and 2, and then
1, 2.
Modern Warfare. And then Modern Warfare 2.
Sure.
So wouldn't it be time to jump into a new time era? Like,
well, I think that's a rumor that's possibly what they wanted to do, and possibly why.
Well, that's what Respawn's doing, a futuristic first-person shooter, right?
Or is it, well, it's all rumor because EA and Respawn, they haven't come out with anything yet, or they haven't said anything. I'm really disappointed. We'll talk about that at the EA when we talk about EA, but I was very disappointed that we didn't see anything. It's been 2 years. But
maybe they want longer development time. Look at Halo. That's 3 years. I mean,
No, I mean, absolutely. But, I mean, still, after 2 years of development, you still see a trailer, you know. And then the last year, they're marketing for it. So it's just kind of, I find it awkward. But, I mean, yeah, I guess it could have been that, you know, they wanted to do something else, and that's part of the reason they got fired. One of the rumors is that Activision wanted them to do a subscription-based multiplayer, and they didn't want to do it, so they left. But, yeah, it's Infinity Ward, quote-unquote, which, like, 15 people are gone, I think, and Sledgehammer, which is some of the ex-Dead Space guys, I guess.
Oh.
Or, yeah, I think it's, like, one of the CEOs or COOs is worked on the original Dead Space. He was when he was at EA, but yeah.
Yeah, so like, what did Sledgehammer do? Did they just help out when needed, or because of all those heavy layoffs, did they like take the main front?
I don't know, because like, what is Infinity Ward now? I mean, like, is it? It's hard because it's not as defined. Like, remember when they were making what was it, BioShock 2?
Yeah.
It was a bunch of companies making it, but it was very defined. Like, one company was doing the multiplayer, one company was doing the single player. This is kind of, I guess they're just both toiling away at it, but who knows what's doing what, and who knows who's still there. Like, what kind of genius is still at that company that actually created this phenomenon in the first place?
That can be said about a lot of companies.
Yeah. And then, of course, they said map packs first on 360.
Yep.
Release date, November 8th.
For the game.
Yeah.
I'm almost a little disappointed that Microsoft seems to side with Call of Duty a lot, and PS3 seems to side with Battlefield a lot. Yeah.
Just all of EA, really. I mean, even Dead Space 2 got some extras.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Any other thoughts on Call of Duty? Want to move on to Tomb Raider's next?
It's just another Call of Duty, that's my...
Yeah, there's nothing new about it. I mean, nothing important, at least. I mean, oh, you have two scopes, but that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it will be more, and I'll play it, and I'll probably think...
Oh,
it's
sure, fun, just to finish it.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's going to be like... Like a good Call of Duty, I don't think I'm going to be playing through it going, wow, I had no idea I would get to do this, or wow, I would have no idea. I think it's all pretty much like, yeah, I expect to have 1,000 explosions going off. That's I knew I was going to get to do that. Tomb Raider. I have my first note here, not enough grunting.
Not enough grunting? My first note is young and vulnerable.
Oh man!
Like that whole thing was just like, man. I'm glad that I had the visuals to continuously remind me that I wasn't involved in something inappropriate. But But I mean, I'm
really, you're very excited, aren't you?
Yeah.
All that grunting, huh?
Yeah, I mean, come on. No, I'm really excited. I really like Tomb Raider, and like this is really badass, and it was real time.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I'm completely on the fence with it. Like,
really?
But you never liked Tomb Raider, though, have you?
I've dabbled in it, you know. I've played a few.
I took a class.
Yeah, took a class.
Took a class.
Ninjutsu.
You know.
Yeah.
And, well, like, this is an origin story or a reboot? Because I'm kind of feeling like they're going to do an origin story and then just decide, heck, it was a reboot.
It is a reboot, but, like, they're calling it an origin, like a true origin, but they've already done an origin story, you know? That's what they did with the Last Revelations.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Batman Begins.
Yeah,
it is a reboot.
Yeah, but when it was first coming out, people were like, all right, I guess it's just a prequel to go along with the other ones. And then after it came out and after they were making the sequel, it became clear, like, okay, never mind. It's totally different. So, yeah.
I mean, Jim Carrey could still do the Riddler.
I guess. they're playing that at my work not too long ago. Batman Forever.
Yeah, but what I like about Tomb Raider was that whole puzzle scheme. You know, it seemed like more complicated. Like they were actually like trying to make you confused. Like look around, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's one. Go ahead.
Then they add the survival instinct button, which it's like, which is
Arkham Asylum, the detective mode.
Oh yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Mode.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was kind of disappointed because I wanted to see more of the puzzles.
Not just fire manipulation.
What's up?
Not just fire manipulation.
Well,
light this on fire. Blow that up. Light that on fire. Okay.
Yeah. The puzzle that they did show, yeah, I guess was a little elementary, I guess. But I was hoping to see, like, you know how Tomb Raider is kind of known for those really big puzzle rooms, you know, where it's just like a huge, huge thing.
Yeah.
And you're solving like 10 or 20 puzzles all to get to this one massive puzzle. I understand why they can't really show that because it would be like probably 30% of the game. There's only about 5 of those in a Tomb Raider game or something, you know. But, I mean, like, for the action part of it, which is what they did show, it all looks really clean. The ending when she comes out of there and it's, you know, the sun and the clouds, you know, on the wrecked ships. It looks very, very good, very convincing, and it's crazy that it's all running in real time. So, like, I think it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I was confused when they said survival exploration. Like, I don't get what that means. It's supposed to be like an open world survival game, and
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think it's gonna be too different from the other ones. Just because it's survival, I mean, I think possibly they change things. Maybe like, you know. You know, the way survival horror, you're using more tools and, you know, to defeat enemies rather than necessarily weapons and guns. Mm. So who knows, maybe they'll put more in place to make it more like conserving ammo and doing things like that is possibly what they mean by survival.
And giving you that bow and arrow that you're supposed to carry around everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. If you accidentally get rid of it before the last level, then you won't beat it.
Well, you're fucked.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, and then after that, Peter Moore came on stage saying it was vaguely familiar, which I thought was kind of funny. But, they showed, I mean, this is kind of when they started to get into Kinect in the show. They said that Tiger Woods, Madden, and FIFA and one other game would all have Kinect support. Do you guys give a shit about this whatsoever?
Not really.
Yeah,
you can skip that portion.
Yeah, I mean, like
EA Sports. Woo.
Yeah, I mean the Kinect stuff in general. I mean, they said that like Sims would have voice recognition and things like that, but
blah blah.
Yeah, but I don't know. After that was Mass Effect 3, though. So.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, I got a question about Mass Effect 3.
Okay.
Is it really a new engine? It looks the exact same as Mass Effect 2. Maybe a little bit better graphics, but for the most part, the same as Mass Effect 2. And from Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2, huge leap in technology.
Mm-hmm.
Mass Effect 2 to 3, it looks the same.
Here's the thing. So, like, I agree that it looks very, very similar. They have said that it is a new engine. In fact, the PS3 version of Mass Effect 2, It's using the Mass Effect 3 engine. The Mass Effect 2 PS3 version is the Mass Effect 3 engine. But even still, it still really doesn't look that different. And at the same time, apparently people were complaining that some of the animations weren't quite as smooth, which could just be because they're porting an old game into a new engine, who knows. So, I don't know, maybe it's just an under-the-hood thing that we won't see. I mean, maybe when we play the game, there'll be levels where there's more on screen that couldn't have been done before with the old engine. But yeah, in terms of look and in terms of how smooth it is, without having it in your hand, it's hard to tell, but yeah, right now it does kind of look pretty similar. And they showed, what really kind of hurt for me is that at the beginning of Landon, have you beat Mass Effect 2?
Let's just go off the, sure I have. I know the ending.
okay.
I know the ending. I just haven't sat down and played it for myself yet. I'm playing too many games, man.
All right, well, okay, because for me, I know you beat it, Ivan. So at the beginning, they showed Morden. So what if I was a bad Commander Shepard and my Morden died? Like, to whom will I be talking to in that demo?
Morden's ghost. There you go.
Yeah, okay, it's fixed.
One of the other researchers Morden had with him. Remember, he had a whole crew?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I just immediately was just, thanks for adding insult to injury. Just show me Morden, why don't you? I think the voice commands in Kinect, I think that's pretty cool sometimes. It's a little hit and miss, because saying things like, Liara, Singularity, does seem to be quite a bit faster than doing the button presses, but...
it doesn't recognize it.
Oh, well, that's always an issue. But that's kind of just a general problem I have with Kinect.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it does work, I guess just assuming it does work in terms of liking it or not, doing it with the dialogue tree doesn't seem to be faster, but doing it with the Garrus move up shit, that actually seems faster.
Yeah.
So, because before with that stuff, you'd have to click a few buttons. But when you're doing the conversations, it's just one button. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to it, though. I think it looked really cool.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, now that I have a Kinect, I'm going to use that feature. So that's nice. But without a Kinect, that's still fine. It slows down the combat a little bit, but who doesn't enjoy a turn-based strategy game?
It's kind of meant to streamline it a little more, I guess. I mean, I don't mind pausing it and, meticulously selecting everything. But
you're a Call of Duty fan, well.
Yeah, no. Well, I, the only problem with the voice, I guess, is, you would have to have those memorized, I guess, wouldn't you? Like the commands. Like, what if you didn't know, because, it's not just Singularity. What if you didn't know what they all had? So you might end up clicking that button anyway.
Yeah.
Just to see everything that they have. But once you have it memorized or once you learn, I mean, potentially, I think it could be still the same amount of strategy, only just in a more streamlined kind of a thing. But
Yeah.
But next, they showed Ghost Recon. I really, really liked Advanced Warfighter 1 and 2. I thought it was awesome. Especially for me, Advanced Warfighter was one of the first games to really look next-gen, I think. I mean, just like in terms of a lot of the games that were coming out when the 360 first came out, it was just kind of looked like it was shinier versions of it. And to me, Ghost Recon had things like it had fog that I'm not sure if it was volumetric, but it certainly looked like it. It had really, really good smoke effects and realistic character models and things like that. But again, what they focused on, because that's Microsoft just did this the entire time, is the Kinect stuff. Did you guys see that? The Kinect stuff with the Ghost Recon?
The voice and the motion with the customization.
Yeah. I mean, like, some of the stuff I thought was actually kind of cool. Like, that might be kind of nice to just be like, oh, optimize for long range or optimize for whatever.
But
you
could still, like, have that function with buttons, you know?
True.
Optimization, close range, done.
Right. Yeah, you could just make that a couple buttons. I mean, I agree, too. I'm confused why there is this huge war on buttons. Like, somebody had a really traumatic experience pressing A one day, and now, like, they don't want any more of that shit, I guess.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Well, hey, I mean, with those interactive cutscenes where you have to button mash A or B the whole time, like, I can understand.
with quick time events in games?
Yeah, dude,
you can say, watch out!
I'm not against quick time events.
Just... For me, it's taking my eye off the screen and more where the button's going to appear and like, okay, that one.
Yeah.
Like in Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Or God of War, Uncharted.
Well, no, it's just a big bitch with Resident Evil 4 for me, because it'd be like, ah, B, A, oh, God damn it, I forgot to press left and right at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'd do that, I'd take a shank to the ass.
We're talking about the Resident Evil, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of the gunsmith stuff, or I guess that's what they're calling it.
I thought that was really sweet.
I mean, yeah, like, I think that's cool. Testing it, I didn't really care for. Like,
yeah.
And you can test it out, and you just kind of, that looked a little weird. But that was pretty cool that, the way he selected things, that, I don't know if you noticed, it looked like he was using a couple fingers subtly to go, and it looked like it was really responsive, because some of that Kinect stuff isn't quite, you know, it's not quite there in terms of responsiveness, but it looked like it was really, really responding to what he was doing in terms of selecting things, and that alone looked pretty cool. That, you know, that it was actually able to move so fast and recognize the fingers, which I'm assuming it was recognizing the fingers.
Hopefully,
they must have updated the firmware on that, because I remember them talking about wanting to do that to do finger tracking and things like that.
Yep. Yeah.
But they are on, like, center stage with bright lights, and, you know, it's perfect for the Kinect. And I'm trying to use the Kinect in my living room, and if it's past 5 o'clock, it's too dark to do anything, you know?
No, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, obviously, it's in a perfect environment. So it is kind of tough, but, again, I think that's...
And how many gamers play with the lights on? That's all I'm going to say.
Exactly. We're lovemakers.
Yeah.
Am I right, men?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And at the beginning, everyone, we're all single.
I'm not single.
Shh. We'll get more.
She's not here right now, is she?
Actually, she's laying down right behind me. So.
Oh, God damn it. But she's not looking at you.
Yeah. that doesn't count. Yeah, but I mean, like, it did look kind of cool. Cool enough where between that and Mass Effect, you know, even though it's only using some of the functionality of the Kinect, I'd still think I might want one, just because it does seem like it would just kind of give a little bit of an enhancement for, you know, for immersiveness. You know, I want to be able to yell at my crew and shit like that. I think...
Hey, dumbass.
Yeah, you stupid. Yeah, can I customize that? That'd be great. Garrett, some shit. Hey, dumb shit.
Will you be able to, like, wave your hand and backhand your crewmates? Like...
Or tell crew members to do other... Hey, dumb shit. We totally are. Bam. They do singularity. Yeah.
Hey, you, did you feed my fish? Bam!
Feed my fish? Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know. Also, they announced that all... Which I thought was weird. They said all future... Ghost Recon titles will use Kinect.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was all Tom Clancy.
Oh, all you are right. All Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. I mean, like, I think in 2048, they're going to regret saying that. When we have, like, Kinect 5000. But
with the Xbox no longer does have buttons. It's just a Kinect sitting there, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Everything's on the Kinect.
Possibly.
And everything's streaming.
Yeah.
And the world is using 100 megabytes per minute.
Per minute? Per really? Minute. That's not that bad.
Dude, I do that surfing late night on the internet. Like, come on.
Whatever. Oh, wait. No, wait. I messed up. I mean into your brain.
Oh, okay. Okay. You have to get the chip installed, though.
Yeah.
In your skull.
Then you become a living vegetable. But you can't play badass games.
You just become Commander Shepard. It's going to be the So, and then they kind of talked more generally for a second. They said, you know, they had, like, a new Xbox experience. With
the dashboard.
Right, like, there's a new home. And that's where they announced YouTube.
The Bing search.
And Bing search.
Live TV. Castle.
Yeah.
Castle.
Yeah.
But I loved how they showed Castle. But,
yeah, dude.
I thought they announced a while ago that, okay, because I remember hearing a long time ago that, that obviously they said live TV was coming
well they already have live TV in like Europe and whatnot.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
it's
in the UK.
States that doesn't have it, like, and we're better than them. Come on.
And I mean, yeah, let's beat the British a second time.
Hell yeah.
we're going to hell. we're not getting any British listeners.
Nope.
We already have zero, and you already lost us listeners.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, how many American viewers do we get for that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
America.
Like, yeah.
You tag hate British, and we're going to have like 500.
Yeah, just post that on iTunes. But yeah, I mean, they have the Bing on Xbox. I can see how that can be a blessing and a curse. I mean, that might be kind of cool to just be like, you know, because sometimes I'm searching and I'm like, damn it, where was that trailer? Is it under this or under that? And this way you can just search it and it's everything under that name. But then again, you could just get so much crap that you can't even sift through it anyway, so.
Yeah, is the Bing going to be internet also? Like, oh, I want to buy a blue scarf, so I'm going to Bing for a blue scarf, or is it just video game stuff?
Well, it's not scarves, but it's going to be
sorry, Doctor Who, British, you know. Oh, I got a lot on mine right now.
All right. No, it's. I think it's going to be entertainment. It's going to be, so if you search, you know, like they showed with Harry Potter, it's obviously, it is all online. It's just going to be, it's going to find you Harry Potter games, it's going to find you Harry Potter movies.
So it's going to be searching in their small parameters.
Right.
You won't find something.
In the Xbox's small parameters, yeah. The Xbox, whatever the Xbox offers.
But man, they have YouTube now. Can you search that now?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's what I was going to say. Like, everything under Harry Potter, fuck, a lot of YouTube videos.
I guess so. Well, it wasn't showing that when they Binged things. It was just showing official stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing about Bing, I'm like, are they going to categorize? Because you're going to go through 67 things.
No, that's
like,
yeah.
Like,
that's
eliminates. I'm like, no movies, no games. Oh, yeah, well, games, please.
Yeah.
Well, I pictures, guess you'd please. Have to search for, you know, Harry Potter games or, you know. Can we get off the topic of Harry Potter?
Okay, anyway.
All right, fine.
Edward Watson, please, naked pictures.
No, it's YouTube. Don't lower your standards, okay?
Okay.
Moving pictures, all right?
Moving GIFs. Moving yeah. GIFs. Nothing I know about that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if the new dashboard was going to bring, like, everything together. Because right now the Kinect experience is so separate than the Xbox experience. Is mm-hmm. this new dashboard going to be the one dashboard that everyone uses? Or is it just going to be Kinect users?
Well, if you don't have Kinect, how are you going to use a new dashboard? Because it kind of... mind blown.
No, they could do a controller thing. It might be a little awkward at first, but you'll get used to it, you lazy bastard.
I think they have... Because they kind of have Okay, they kind of have a Kinect hub now. I think that's the thing that they're updating.
See, I don't like that. It's just such a separate experience. Like
it is, but like then again, if you're going to make it, it's hard to make it perfect for both.
Yeah. But I thought they, like, you know how they used to have the first update to the dashboard, or maybe the mm-hmm. second one?
Or
how,
they
like,
used to
the
do
panels
it, yeah.
faded to the back rather than just the squares moving. Like, I thought that was the update for the Kinect, and then it turns out the Kinect's still something separate. Like,
right.
You know what I'm talking about? Or am I
yeah.
just, you know, blowing smoke up people's asses?
Which, sure, that second one. Yeah, why not?
I do that occasionally.
Occasionally, don't lie.
Okay, it's my favorite hobby.
Every day. Well, I mean, you know,
campfire, yeah.
I guess in America, I remember a long time ago they said that the live TV thing would be AT&T, I think.
AT&T.
Yeah. It would be the U-verse kind of thing that you would pay like $50 and
yeah,
AT&T would outfit yeah. it or something. But I don't know. I mean, to comment on what you said, though, in terms of the updates and stuff like that to the dashboard, they used to do, like, you know, it was like 2 a year, and then it was 1 a year, and then it's now it's just whenever the hell they feel like it. But, and yeah, I mean, I think it is just going to be separate. I don't know. They probably don't have the means to mix it yet because there's still a lot of people out there who don't have a Kinect, and then a lot of people who do. So you kind of just...
Yeah, with all the new Kinect features, it's like Microsoft's going, buy Kinect or else you're going to be missing out. Like,
oh, of course. Well, why...
Yeah.
Why
not just screw the people that don't have Kinects and do it already? They already have an Xbox. They don't need their support.
Well, I mean, like, that's... they're doing it subtly.
That's, like, the most dick thing I can say about that.
But by coming out with all of these games that have Kinect and all these games that support it, and even the games that don't need it, having, you know, Kinect stuff in it, like, that is their way of saying, like, you're fucked if you don't have one.
Suck it!
Yeah, I mean...
You get the shaft.
You can, yeah. I wish CEOs were that honest. Yeah, so, all right, what I have next on my list, I think we might just skip over UFC. Anyone?
Really? You're going to skip that? Dude, I thought that had potential. Well, no, maybe not for
really?
UFC. Yeah, dude. I was actually pretty excited.
If you're
excited.
Into that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. Just because I place lots of bets and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you have a gambling addiction.
No.
Yeah, how's UFC going
to
help
Shut
you?
Shut up. Shut up, right? I don't go to AA. I mean, yeah, AA and drink. I do
mm-hmm.
that outside.
I see.
Yeah.
No. Your the trash cans are your friends, yeah.
Yes, the trash cans are my friends. I sneak in between there. But that's not the point. No, I just thought it was, like, really interesting. You know, like, you can watch the fights. Like, if you have friends who are, like, looking in on that shit, you can call a fight, you know, place a bet or what. Well, not there, but, like, you know, on the side. They give you, like a bunch of stats and whatnot, you know, things like that. I'm like, huh, that'd be, like, really interesting because I watch a lot of boxing, you know. So
it's just U.S. You know.
Is this feature going to be free? Like, do you have to pay for the fights, like pay-per-view or that kind of stuff? Like,
I think you do, because is the example that they were showing, wasn't it like,
yeah, that was the thing. Like, you know, you're watching a big UFC fight, you know, of course you're going to have to pay for that shit, but I pay for it anyway, you know? Like, it'd be really cool, though. Like, if I have a buddy who's watching at the same time, I'm like, oh, hey, fuck you, you know? Like, I won.
Oh, bet them and stuff. I guess. I mean, like, but is it, you know, moving forward, that might be cool that, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not right now, like, maybe for the future, because, like, if they start putting sports, like, on your Xbox, that'd be, like, a big thing.
Well, they
yeah.
have ESPN right now, but I've never
yeah.
used it. I don't know how well it works.
It works great. It depends on your internet provider, though, because some of the internet providers, you have to pay extra to do the ESPN thing.
Yep.
So, like, if you have to announce to everyone, we're in the LA area.
come
and,
find us.
Yeah, in Los Angeles, I think Time Warner, I forgot, is Time Warner one of the ones where you can or can't? I had Time Warner and AT&T UVerse, and on one of them, I'll look it up, on one of them, I couldn't I couldn't get everything. I couldn't watch everything because one of them, you had to pay more for it. For some reason, there was just some deal where you couldn't get it all with certain internet providers. Cox Cable, which is like the Orange County area, that you can get everything. But yeah, you can watch live stuff on ESPN, and you know, like, I'm not super into sports, but I like tennis, and I'll do tennis stuff every now and again. You know, I can in live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gears of War 3. Start off with a trailer. Cliffy B was on stage with Mr. Ice-T. I didn't play the beta. I mean, did you guys both play the beta?
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
How was it?
Awesome.
It's the most polished Gears out there, but
yep.
It's still Gears of War, so.
So there's still no color.
It was also the most colorful one, I guess.
Really?
The further the enemy is from you, like, the brighter their color shows. So, like, if an enemy is halfway across the level, you'll just see, like, this blue thing running across the level.
Oh, okay. Well,
so that was pretty cool. That way you could spot guys from a distance a little bit easier.
Oh, is it it's on their armor? That light gets better? Oh.
Yeah, that stuff gets brighter, you know, so.
Okay, that's kind of cool. But, yeah, in the demo it seemed a little musty, like there wasn't that much color, but.
But it's just like Gears of War 1 introduced this concept, take cover, you know, shoot. Gears of War 2, same thing. Gears of War 3, same thing, like.
Well, Gears of War 2, Horde mode, I think was a big deal, but I don't think they're not really, I mean, they got Beast mode this time around, but I don't think that's as revolutionary as Horde.
Yeah.
Nah.
But, I don't know, I mean, like, the Silverback thing looked kind of cool, that huge piece of,
machine!
Yeah, that you could, can you get into that? Because they were just using it, an AI was using it, and they were just kind of banking on that.
I'm pretty sure.
No, that was Ice-T. That was Ice-T who got in that.
Oh, Ice-T got in that?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I thought it was a chick.
No.
I thought it was Anya I mean, Ice-T could have been.
Well, there were two suits, so who knows. All
right.
But my thing is, you know, this is with all video games, honestly. Power suits? Why give me a power suit? Why not give me, like, a tank, something that plays differently? Because it just seems like, oh, yes, it's still a third-person shooter. Like,
right. Well, but they've given us tanks before, I guess. They've kind of been there, done that.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, you want to be badder, like, more badass. There you go. It's the same thing, just, same thing.
Yeah. So you think it's just too much of the same gameplay, only you're invincible now?
Yeah, that's my problem with power suits.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think the thing that's slightly dynamic about these suits is that, and because Gears is such a cooperative experience, I think what's really different is that it can be used cooperatively. Like, you know, you have one person go out there and kind of be sort of the damage taker while the other person takes cover behind that person wearing the suit and everything. So you can actually kind of work together and be like, stand over there and I'll get all up in your grizzles behind your ass and shoot, you know.
That's usually what I do anyways. Just run straight at them and I'll shoot them as they try to kill you.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, it could have some co-op opportunities, like what they were doing, you know, one of them taking cover behind the other one. Although, I don't know if the... Can you shoot while you're in that thing?
It's a power suit. Why not?
Well, I don't know. I didn't see much shooting coming out of the person who was in it. I don't know.
Then why were they all like, oh, use the silverback, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Take it down.
I'm Bender.
No, you're Jake from Adventure Time.
Okay. I'm all those things. what I'm kind of wondering is, are all of the bosses just going to be coked out versions of Gears 1 and 2 bosses, or are they going to have some new bosses? Because, like, they all... In all the videos that they've shown, it's just lambent versions of old bosses. Like in an old video, they had a lambent version of the Berserker. In this new video, it's a lambent version of the thing you fought in that huge lake in the second game.
I am glad they're bringing the Berserker back because it was nowhere to be seen in Gears of War 2. And I really enjoyed the Berserker moments in Gears of War 1.
Right.
And I was,
but I'm just...
That was wondering no, it was, at this point with that.
Yeah, which I thought was really great, and which maybe Gears of War 2 was lacking in a little bit, was that was a really kind of a cool dynamic boss. That's just really neat that, you know, that she was
invincible
and blind.
Yeah.
But that was really just kind of a cool boss that you could find out its weaknesses and everything and lure it outside. Whereas it seems like a lot of these bosses, it's just like shoot the eyes or
like, you know, in every other
game, right? But that's another reason why I'm kind of hoping for new bosses. You know,
you can hope all you want. We'll find out when it comes out. You know,
I guess so. But a good thing about them all being lambent is that they all explode after you beat them, which is like every 10-year-old's dream. So there'll be a lot of explosions, but yeah. And after that, they showed Microsoft showed the Crytek thing.
Oh, Rise, yeah.
Yeah, which I was so disappointed is Kinect. When I saw it last year, it kind of looked like might be a God of War ripoff, sort of a cool thing, you know. And the second I saw that guy in the trailer just holding nothing and pretending to punch and doing all this shit, I was so disappointed. Like I really just kind of wanted an Xbox version of, you know, maybe like God of War or not necessarily God of War ripoff, but you know, something really cool. I'm a huge fan of the Greek and Roman mythology stuff. Just something like a hardcore game. I wanted a hardcore game in that time, and I feel like this is just gonna, you know, it's just gonna be a lot of flailing.
Yeah. And I'm wondering how sensitive it really is. Like, you know, you swipe your hand and it attacks with the sword. Like, are you going to be able to, like, swipe sideways and, like, swipe different directions to do different things? Or is it really kind of just generic?
Again, that kind of goes back to how well the Kinect works in general, which I think we've said a couple times in this episode, it's a little hit and miss, you know?
Yeah.
It's not always going to catch these damn things. I just don't see, since you don't have the controller, you know, it's just going to be kind of like a rail slasher, you know, or that's what it's looking like right now.
Yeah.
Then they showed Halo Anniversary.
Excited about that.
I'm excited about that too. Was it, they announced I'm not sure if it was Anniversary or 4, but they announced that Halo would have Kinect, some kind of Kinect stuff in it.
Well, I don't think it's Anniversary, but they did say, like, everything from now on, or from, like, the end of the year on, will have Kinect, like, in it, one form or another. That could just mean voice chat, which you can already do, but they're going to say it's Kinect just so that it's done and dealt with, or who knows what they're going to do with it.
Well, the show, when they said every single game that we're going to look at from now on is only on Xbox, you notice how all of those were mostly casual Kinect games, which is just kind of shows how they're Nintendoizing themselves a little bit. Like Microsoft collected a huge fan base with these hardcore gamers, and in terms of what they themselves are doing to support the hardcore gamer is pretty much Gears of War and nothing else.
Yeah, and the promise of Halo coming, you know.
Yeah, which
of course we knew was coming.
Yeah, we knew it was coming, and it's, you know, hopefully good, because obviously it's not Bungie.
I am excited to see what they do. Like, as a new developer, and I loved Halo Wars, and that wasn't Bungie, but...
Yeah, but the Halo Wars, again, that is Ensemble Studios, they're a great studio.
Which, half that company is now in 343, right? That's what I heard a long time ago.
I guess so, yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, 343, they have Frank O'Connor, who is a story writer for Bungie. So they do have I know they were assembling kind of a dream team of people to kind of continue things like that. Yeah. But yeah, Halo Anniversary, that's I'm really looking forward to. And, you know, they said the physics should all be the same. It's just an overlay of good graphics, and you should be able to switch between them, and you're just going to get the live co-op and things like that that you just kind of expect out of a shooter now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, and then they talked about Forza 4. I don't know. Do you guys... guys play these racing games at all? I'm kind of...
I don't play the racing games, but I did enjoy the feature of being able to move your head and look around. I don't know if they showed that off at E3, but I've seen it before.
Did. Yeah,
and if they could do something like that for a first-person shooter, because I've always wanted a shooter where I can be shooting one way and look another way in first-person, like, I just think that would help out so much. Oh, I'm gunning you down, and he's taking the flag. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, that definitely, I actually do think that's going to be the future sometime, because, like, I don't think we realize that we're limited right now, but we are. Because at the time when we were playing, you know, GoldenEye on N64, you don't realize how you're limited, how you can't look up and down, because there was something of an auto-aim. But then once we actually got that second joystick, we realized, like, oh, sweet, you know, this is complete control. But I think you're right. It's not quite complete control yet. They can't add a third joystick, so they got to do something. But eventually, yeah, you got to be able to have, you know, you got to be able to have those functions where it's hand, feet, and head, and that's separate.
Maybe not so much feet. I want to be running in place all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know how they'll do it. They'll find something for it, but.
Let's see. Monthly expansions on Forza 4. How are they going to do that? Like, is it just going to be cars? Like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't hear about that. They're doing monthly expansions on that shit?
I believe so. I wrote it down, so I'm pretty sure that's what they said.
Damn.
And, well, like, are they just going to be releasing one car at a time or a few cars at a time? Because for me, when I play racing games, the few occasions I do, I care more about the track than I do the car. Like,
right. I don't really play those games. Every time I see them, I mean, every racing game looks gorgeous.
Not every game.
You don't think so? I'm racing okay. games? Racing games usually look really, really damn good, don't they?
Yeah, but he's talking like those bargain bin games that always look like crap.
All right.
Like Sega Rally.
Hey, I enjoy Sega Rally.
I know you would. No, I really like the Forza stuff. Like they promise monthly updates, but who knows? You know.
Everybody that's going to go on for 2 months.
Yeah.
Monthly update. Next month. Oh, we're done.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, shit, remember Mass Effect, how Mass Effect, they said, like, or the first Mass Effect, they said that they would have, like, a lot more DLC than KOTOR, and they had, like, one thing of DLC.
Two. Yeah. I got all the achievements in that. I worked hard for both DLC achievements.
Yeah, promises, doesn't mean too much, so we'll see what happens. But and then Fable Journey, which to me is kind of like the Dead Space extraction of Fable.
Well, that's just kind of like a fair assessment, I think.
I mean, it's you know, which Dead Space extraction, not a bad game, but again, it is just a very, you know, it's very, very Kinect. And I'll say this again, I don't have a problem holding a controller in my hand, so. Some of the commands for doing the magic and things like that, I mean, were cool if they work.
Yeah.
But sometimes I was like, like, you know, X button could be that, you know, A button could be that. As many things as you saw him do on screen, there could be a button for each one, and they don't want to do that because it's going to intimidate some, you know, housewife or something, you know, and they lose money. So...
I think the main thing they're trying to focus on is the Kinect experience. The experience of doing that rather than pushing X is going to be so much better. And it's like, no, it's not.
Well, yeah. Do you guys agree that I find that sometimes gesture takes me out of the game rather than puts me in the game. Like, I feel like sometimes when I'm swinging around, I feel less immersed. Because there's times where I just memorize the controller so much and it kind of disappears in my hand and I'm standing still, it kind of, you know, or I'm sitting still, it kind of, I feel like I'm in an incubator and I'm just, I get into the game and I don't even pay attention to anything around me. That happens to me less when I'm standing on my feet and doing gestures. Like I don't get that feeling as much.
I completely agree with that. Like,
yeah.
That's one reason why I'm worried about Skyward Sword for Wii, but we'll talk about it in the Nintendo press conference.
Right, right. So, yeah, because they're motion and controlling that up as well. Yeah. And again, I think one of the reasons why I felt so immersed in Twilight Princess is because they actually did not use the motion that much. But
yeah
we'll talk about that. But that's Fable Journey is 2012.
Yeah.
And then they said Minecraft for Kinect, which, like, does that fit at all?
No. What was Minecraft? Like, that must have totally blown over my radar. I am so
confused. Don't know what Minecraft
dude,
is?
Dude, what the hell?
I'm sorry. I am a noob in that sense.
Yeah, no, Minecraft is this big, big thing. It's a PC thing. But it's very much like
I don't play PC that often.
Alright, well, you kind of just go around and you, like, kind of mine for resources to build things, and it's just really, like, you kind of create your own goals, and you go around and you just, you know, kind of build whatever you want to, but everything you build it with, you gotta go and, you know, dig it up and shit, and zombies show up at night. But, I don't know, I just don't see how they're gonna do that with Kinect. And then they mentioned Disney, which...
Bleh.
Fuck that. Mario Party for the Kinect. Let's move on.
It's not that good.
No,
it's true.
Like, I was watching that and I'm like, why don't I give a shit about this? Oh, because I'm not seven.
So. Seven? Fuck, I wouldn't give a shit about that if I was seven.
I guess. But, maybe like and then they showed Star Wars, which has to be like the...
Slow.
Dude, like, I have never had a bigger feeling of, like, yeah, oh, no, like, that just, like, at first when I saw the Star Wars thing, I thought, like, this could be cool, and when I saw him playing it, and it just totally didn't work.
Yeah, like, on their stage, too, set up perfectly for Kinect use, it still could not work.
Although they did have it quite dark, because, you know, the little stars effect on the stage, so that could have been it. But and he was trying to move that big battleship out of his way.
It didn't work.
Yeah, maybe they were just trying to reenact that scene from Episode 5 when he was trying to get the X-Wing out of the swamp. That's probably how they rationalized it.
So it was just trying to bring nostalgia to make it a good game, which didn't work.
Uh-huh.
Which the whole thing with the Darth, well, at the end with the two Siths, I'm like, dude, that's like Empire Strikes Back. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, it just didn't, everything just wasn't, he just kind of, the guy seemed like he was swinging, just sort of,
randomly, and they kept doing the same animation for the swing.
Yeah, and it's just, it's all doing it for him, it doesn't look fun. I mean, and saying lightsaber on is not badass.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah, but.
Swing it out.
Yeah, but it's just, keep swinging and it's the only way you win.
You might win, who knows?
They could at least do it where, like, if you made a fist with your hand, the lightsaber would turn on or something that.
I think they need to, if they do explore the intricacies of finger tracking and things like that in Kinect, that's when I think it could be extremely interesting. But just this kind of, like, generalized flailing of your arm, I think is just getting really old really fast. Yeah. But then they had Tim Schafer, who I love. Once Upon a Monster, and I have no excuse to buy it or enjoy it, because I don't have a kid.
That you know of.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Again, single.
Or at least stuck around to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make... Oh, yeah, with all the women who love... I mean, clearly from this conversation...
You are just one big man whore.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, it was just women love this. I love how he, when he introduced, he's like, cue the simulated family.
Yeah. I enjoyed that part.
Yeah. I love how he was still joking around. He was still really funny, Tim Schafer, but, you know, that game is, that's a game, like, beside, like, the Disney game, I think, is just a shitty game that maybe kids will play because they don't know any better. But this actually might be, even though it's still for kids, might be a good game for kids. Like, still I won't enjoy it, but at least your kid will be playing something that might be actually somewhat witty for them, you
know? It's an expensive game, though.
Yeah, man, keep saying you won't enjoy it on the podcast. I know when that thing comes out, you'll be first in line and be running home to play it all time.
I have to review it for the site.
Nice excuse.
Yeah. It's called improv. And then to continue the Kinect show, that's Kudo Sunodo came up on stage. They showed the lab stuff, the Kinect Fun Labs. Just a lot of that random stuff. They said Kinect community stuff might be on there someday. I know that some people have been making mods and hacks, and the development tools are out there, I think. So
yeah, they're free for everyone. I've actually gotten a chance to play around in Kinect Fun Labs,
and
it's all right. I mean, I still feel like there's a lot of bugs that they need to work out, because I don't think I look that weird. I see myself in the mirror at least once a day, that looks nothing like me.
Come over sometime and confirm or deny. What I did like is that, well, in the lab thing, they showed off the finger tracking stuff, which, again, I think they need to go in that direction more. Yep. They had the guy who was drawing, you know, and everything.
That
which is
cool, but it's not in Kinect Fun Labs yet.
Oh, it isn't?
No, it's not.
Okay, here's my theory. They said a while ago they would have to update the firmware to do fingers. They said that the camera isn't high enough resolution, but they can get it higher with a firmware update, and that higher resolution would be able to tell the fingers. So that's probably what it is, that sometime before one of these games comes out, they're going to update the firmware on that thing to do the finger tracking. And I think that's how it's going to really take off in terms of the Kinect stuff. I'll become very interested if I can do Minority Report shit on my Kinect. that's all I want. I just want to reenact that scene, and you can kill me. Like, I'll die happy right there. I just want to look cool. But I mean, that's pretty much all they had for the, you know, I mean, they showed games, but there was a lot of them that were just kind of like, you know, like the Once Upon a Monster, or the Disney, you know, that or just Kinect stuff in general that I didn't quite care about. Like, you know, they had Kinect Sports 2, what have you.
Which, that's the next game that they talked about.
Right. I mean, it's...
Skip.
Are you excited? Yeah.
Press back button to skip.
Yeah. Nah, dude, I got Kinect Sports, and, like, I don't even remember if I played it. Like, I don't think I've played it yet.
Yeah, my dad has it, and I think,
I've played Wii Sports already. Can we get away from the generic sports titles to show you how it works? Like,
because it's just like, because Nintendo invented that, and, you know, having the sports thing to be a tutorial into the gesture control, and,
everyone's ripped it off.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. It's as a press conference, there wasn't any. I mean, there were. They showed Halo 4 right at the end. That was a hardcore surprise. But most of their surprises were just kind of Kinect surprises, and most of them weren't really huge, like amazing surprise. It was just kind of like, you know. You know that you know, Roman, that gladiator game or whatever?
Right.
It's Kinect. It's not like, wow, that blows my mind. You just totally, like, put Kinect into another game? Like, So, in terms of,
aren't you excited about Dance Central 2 with two players at the same time?
You know,
champagne.
Well, I don't know. What's wrong with Dance Central?
Nothing, really. I mean,
they could have just done it in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why I think Dance Central is actually kind of like Guitar Hero 2, which, like, when you look at Guitar Hero 1 and Guitar Hero 2, both made by Harmonix, like, Guitar Hero 1 was kind of just showed its cards as to what the vision is, and I think 2 really realized that vision, had, like, a lot of really good stuff and fixed a lot of things, and you know, it just was a really well-realized title. And Dance Central 2 actually might do that now.
It did look easier for someone like me to jump in. Now, I'm not going to buy it, but, you know, that's a whole other story.
Yeah. But I just think, well,
another podcast.
I don't have a Kinect yet, but or the Room, but I think everybody agrees it's a good game.
Yeah.
It's just that I think the second one actually really could be, a much better realization of what they were really going for, much like Guitar Hero 2 was. But yeah, I mean, like I am a hardcore gamer first, and I thought that they were kind of pretty low on the hardcore stuff. Like they Nintendo themselves a little bit, mm-hmm. like I said earlier.
I feel like they've been doing that, like ever since they announced the Kinect. They've been favoring the Kinect, but still trying to keep everyone else interested, and they're just failing at it. And that's what happened with Nintendo. Like,
right.
And then one year they're going to blow our minds, and then the next year suck again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I think when they first announced Kinect, they did have quite a few things that they showed off that were Kinect. That was kind of like, I didn't really care to see that. And then after Kinect sold so well, then we get a press conference like this one to where it's all Kinect. Yeah. Because it's just like you can tell that it sold. It made them a lot of money. So now they're just pursuing that.
My thing with E3 is, okay, they're trying to show off Kinect for the family and everything. But what family is going to sit down and go, let's watch the Microsoft press conference? Through all that stuff.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Hardcore games, because that's who's watching. Like,
no, yeah, no, it's true. Like the and this has been said many times before. I think used to say this at the Nintendo press conference as well. Like the Disney stuff and all that stuff. That's something that actually that marketing I think can take care of on its own. Like press. We don't need to have news stories out there about how a Disney game was involved to get a kid to want it or a parent to buy it. They're going to see it in the store. That's where the sales are going to come from. Yeah. It's a waste of time. I mean, we want to see the other stuff. And the scary part is in terms of the hardcore, we're sitting here screaming, just show us more hardcore stuff. That's all they got probably.
Yeah.
So they got to show the stuff we don't care about.
Dude,
but
the whole industry is going more casual. I mean, look at handheld games. Those are dying off because of the iPad and the iPod Touch. Those games on the iPad and iPod Touch, yeah, they sell great, but they're only fun for 2 hours.
Right.
And then either your battery dies or
$2.
Or you beat it. Yeah. Like, yeah. But there's still some downloadable games, even on Xbox Live indie games. Mm-hmm. I paid $2 worth and I feel like I got $5 worth,
I
play it over and over again. Where with those iPod games and whatnot, I'm done. Like
that's also just kind of Nintendo is kind of a part of starting that. Like
but Nintendo still had their Zelda and their Mario's in their back pocket.
And
you know?
and Microsoft still has their Gears of War and their Halo. It's kind
of
like
sort of.
I'm not comparing, like that. Oh, that's the same. But I think it's similar in the sense that, Microsoft will, like Nintendo does, they will always have those hardcore titles that they can just kind of pull out of their back pocket every now and again to try to make us, feel at home, to try to make us realize why we bought the thing in the first place. But there is something going on here. There's some path switching that's happening. As a hardcore gamer, I think making me a little apprehensive. So I don't know. If you guys were to give, we'll go to Landon, you first. If you were to give them a grade, A, B, C, D, F, what would you give them?
Possibly a B, just because of the Halos. I'm a huge Halo fan, and Halo 4, totally excited for. Halo Remake, totally excited for. Mass Effect, I'm also excited for, but that's more EA, so.
Yeah.
I would say B, they did show off some cool Kinect stuff, and now that I have one, I'm kind of interested.
Yeah. Ivan? A, B, C? What grade would you give it?
No, I'm kidding. like a B. Yeah, I mean, they gave us pretty good things, like they gave us Tomb Raider, they gave us more Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
pretty okay. I mean, it wasn't over the top or anything. I mean, I still don't get why they're calling it Halo 4, but, you know, it's all right.
Supposed to be a new trilogy, so it is a little weird.
I think Halo 4 might just be the code name, or it might be throw Halo in the tile and it will sell
yeah,
at least.
It will sell, yeah.
I mean, like, they always
Call
feel
of
like
Duty.
They have to...
Call of Duty. Son of a bitch. Lying sons of bitches.
I'd probably give him a B as well. I mean, like, I totally agree. I mean, like, yeah, Tomb Raider, I mean, they still had those hardcore games in their back pocket to show us. From just themselves, it really was just, you know, Halo and Gears of War isn't made by Microsoft, but it is an exclusive. You know, but then having all the third-party support of Tomb Raider and those things was good enough for me to, yeah, I mean, like, B. But because there wasn't as much as I know I normally would get, and there was a lot of that Disney shit that I was looking at, that definitely came, I would never give it an A.
Yeah,
but,
good
yeah.
things coming, but nothing that blew our minds.
Yeah, so... All right, but that concludes this episode. If you want to email me or any one of us, my email is drg@drgman.com. And Ivan's email is dante@drgman.com. And Landon's email is defhallen@drgman.com. These will all be listed on the website. Go to the website. There's more information about the origins and everything like that, and as to why they're called Dante and Def Hallen, we'll put that on the site as well. But next time we're going to be talking about Nintendo and what they talked about and Star Views on that. But we'll see everybody later.